So I didn't necessarily need the results of this weekend to confirm what we all think we already knew, but it certainly drove it home that I felt like all year the Big East was way down. Now, it's been really good the last handful of years. I mean, you've had Nova win two of the last three national championships. Xavier's been a one seed a few times. Butler's made runs the second weekend. It's been a real legitimate conference. But this year was down. And I felt like heading into the year, it's not too terribly surprising when you just go across all the teams in the conference this year. And you think about, every team basically lost not only their best player, but sometimes their two best players. And so I was not too surprised with how the Big East fared this weekend of the NCAA tournament. Villanova, to me, was didn't have the same talent level. They get run off the floor by Purdue. Marquette, only has one legitimate ball-handling playmaking guard, and they've been struggling down the stretch. They get run off the floor by Murray State. Seton Hall basically has one guy that can score, but, boy, their game against Wofford was an outstanding basketball game. And then St. John's is St. John's, right? You flip a coin, what are you going to get? You never know. Minute to minute, half to half, game to game. They're sometimes good, they're sometimes bad, and they lose to Arizona State. So, in some ways, not too surprising based on what kind of my eyes told me throughout the year. I still think it's a really good conference, and I still think it's been a really, really good conference over the last handful of years. It was a down year, and that can happen sometimes. Basically, anybody not named like the ACC has some years where it's like, it was not great. I mean, even the Big Ten last year, we didn't have a great year. 402-951-1620. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got a bunch of guys that have been waiting patiently. Mike, you're up first. Mike, fire away.
Hi, Nick. Yeah, you explained that sequence in that Duke-UCF game when Central Florida, like you said, missed that dunk, and then Duke turned right around, went down the floor, and scored a three, and that went from a five-point lead for UCF to a two-point lead. And, you just watched that game and how it ended. You can understand why Duke has been so successful over the years. You've got to have the ball bounce your way. I mean, there's no other way around it. And there was late in that, I think it was like 15, 14 seconds left, and Zion Williams drove the lane. He put his shoulder into a UCF player, and a charge offensive foul was not called.
Right.
It could have easily been called before he went into that 7'6" dude for Central Florida.
Yep.
And fouled him out.
Right.
I mean, it could have easily called that a charge on Zion, but it wasn't. That's why Duke is so successful. You got to have things. Even Mike Krzyzewski stated at the end of the game on the interview, he said, we were lucky.
Right. I don't know why. Yeah, Mike, I appreciate the phone call, and I agree. I mean, I think some people want to think like luck is a bad thing. Like, luck's a part of it. Luck is a part of success in sports. Golden State's first championship, they didn't have to deal with a team starting point guard every round.
Every single round,
the starting point guard was hurt. I mean, it's a part of it. I mean, it's a part of the deal. And I thought Duke was pretty fortunate. I thought there were a couple of times, not only in the second half, I thought there were a few times Zion Williamson could have gotten called. Like, there was a couple of foul times where I was like, ooh, Zion might have got away with one there. Now, I get he's a tough guy to officiate because you're dealing with, a bull out there just ramming into people. But listen, luck's a part of it. It just is. Let's grab Travis. Travis, thanks for your patience, my man. Go ahead.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Lovely show for the Verzal show.
I'm glad he could let me come in.
Assessing the damage of my business. Some nice floods we had. But let's get to it. Okay. So, Iowa almost made it past the second round again. But McCaffrey, he has to go. Your thoughts?
Fran McCaffrey has to go?
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, they're going to return, assuming Tyler Cook doesn't leave for the pros, they're going to return everybody next year. Like, they're going to be pretty good.
So we'll suspend our announcer because he mentions we need better players.
Travis, I appreciate the call. You know, I think Fran sometimes wears a lot of people out, but I don't know, man. They got a chance to be pretty damn good next year. Hey, they got a shot to be pretty good. Because you saw when Iowa got it rolling, I mean, that's a good Tennessee team. And they were doing whatever they wanted to Tennessee for a stretch there. You know? I mean, you talk about looking competitive in a loss. They look pretty good. Let's grab John. Hey, John, appreciate you calling. Fire away.
Excellent. Thanks, Nick.
Got it.
Yeah, the Duke-UCF game, I hadn't seen UCF play really all year.
They're good, aren't they?
Very good. And, you know, just a general observation that Taco Fall, I mean, just seeing him on the court when compared to guys that, you know, are going 6'6", 6'9", it's just, it's insane.
Don't even look right. You know what I mean? Like 7'6" doesn't even, you feel like your TV and your HD is off or something like that. You're like, what is this?
Yeah, it looks as if he is taller than the rim at some points because there's like this.
It's crazy.
Yeah, but it was a great game. The other caller alluded to the Iowa game. I thought that was great.
Yes.
You know, I think that just the comeback was really a tribute to those players. And, yeah, you know, I think they got a good squad going into next year, and I feel like they play for this McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. And you know, overall, from a league standpoint, I think the Big Ten is – proved out to be pretty solid. I think they showed themselves.
Oh, no
well.
Question.
In the first game, you know, a couple of the guys, you know, Michigan State got matched up with Minnesota, which was kind of odd the second game. But, you know, I think they're very competitive in at least that first game and doing pretty well. The Big East is down, obviously. As a Marquette alum, just super frustrated with that performance in Smurge State.
That was disappointing, wasn't it, John? I mean, that was, man. I mean, to just get run off the floor like that was unfortunate.
Yeah, you look at Marquette's roster. I mean, they should be really doing so much more with the talent that they do have. And I feel like Wojo didn't make adjustments. I mean, he initially started playing Morant to have a dish off to folks, and they started hitting those threes.
Right.
So easily, and there's no adjustment made. I mean, you maybe allow Morant to drive and not just crowd in the paint. And, you know, that I think that's just been my frustration with Wojo the last 2 years. We've been blown out in the first round, you know, both games by South Carolina and now Murray State.
It
just kind of leads me to believe is, you know, Wojo really taking him in the right direction. Is he the right coach? In my perspective, you know, I think that next year is going to be he's going to have basically everybody back. He's going to have a true point guard. And
John, they got a Utah State transfer that's a guard that is really good. So Marcus Howard will have a little help in the backcourt if hopefully Howard comes back. But I'm with you, man, John. They got a shot to be pretty darn good next year.
But you know, I think the pieces are in place that we're not going to have a one-and-done deal, or else, you know, I think that's going to be hugely problematic for the coach. And you know, I just want to give props to Dana Altman and the Ducks. I watched that game last night, and, you know, I know that they were picked first for Pac-10 in the league in preseason, but, you know, it was quite the reclamation project as to where they were, you know, 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
When they're kind of left for dead, middle of the pack of, you know, a pretty subpar league with the Pac-12, but, you know, it was an interesting season, the fact that they have so many elite players, and to see Altman kind of juggle that, really kind of the first time in his career where he's got all these five stars, and I just thought it was interesting, and just a heck of a coaching job by him to kind of figure out these personalities and the athleticism and really get the buy-in towards the end of the year. I mean, they beat both their opponents by like 20 points.
Yeah, they look. There's no doubt about it, John. Hey, man, appreciate the phone call at 402-951-1620. I got some more thoughts that we'll get into with Coach Altman and what, you know, what he did with Oregon here, what he's doing. But, yeah, man, that This might be in poor taste, but you know what that Murray State Marquette game looked like? That looked like the suburban team going and playing the city team, and the city team just rocking them.
Yep.
I mean, that looked like the suburban team going into the inner city and getting shell-shocked. That was, whew. I mean, John Morant, what, 17 points, 16 assists, 11 rebounds?
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
It made it look easy.
Yeah, I mean, it was the easiest looking triple-double I've ever seen in my life. Good golly. All right, Mike Schaefer, 12:30. Vers, 1 o'clock hour. We'll put a bow in the first hour next.